Over the past several weeks, newspapers around the country have received hundreds of identical letters from troops serving in Iraq. The letters are part of what the Army calls a spontaneous grassroots effort to spread good news about the military's effort to rebuild Iraq. But some soldiers whose names were attached to the letters say they had no part in writing them. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The letters to the editor appeared in about a dozen newspapers, and the text in each was the same, a glowing report on what the 503rd Airborne Infantry Regiment is doing in Iraq. The letter says the soldiers have restored order in the city of Kirkuk, established police and fire departments there, and are greeted every day by thankful Iraqi citizens. One of the letters arrived at the Olympian newspaper in Washington State, signed by specialist Alex Moroy. But Moroy's stepmother, Moya, says Alex knew nothing about it.
His surprise was, what do you mean they sent a letter to the Olympian? He was not aware of anything being sent to a newspaper.
Mrs. Moroy says her stepson has complained about low morale among soldiers in Iraq and has reported mixed success in his unit's post-war mission. She says she was taken aback to see his name on such a positive letter.
My own personal feeling was that this was written by someone else. This seems like it's trying to promote more of, look what a good job they're doing over there. And it did not coincide with what our son had said to us on the phone.
Editors at the Olympian grew suspicious about Moroy's letter when they received a second identical one signed by another soldier. The Gannett Company, which owns the Olympian and 99 other papers, then realized such letters had been sent to editors nationwide. Army spokesman Steve Stover says some 400 letters were mailed. He says the idea originated with about 5 enlisted soldiers who felt news coverage from Iraq was too negative.
The troops got together, elected the best writer in the group to come up with a form letter, and then campaigned to get other people to sign it and send it out. And it wasn't anything that the Army was doing on as a concerted effort or a propaganda campaign. It was just these soldiers' efforts to try and tell the story about what their soldiers were doing.
Stover says he doesn't know why some soldiers whose names were on the letter don't remember signing it, but he adds that Army commanders have no problem with the letter. Indeed, he says military leaders are happy the troops took it upon themselves to try to communicate good news from Iraq. That's also the way Susan Locke feels about it. Her son, Sergeant Chris Shelton, had his name published with the letter in the Everett, Washington Herald, and she says both she and her son are proud to be associated with it.
He doesn't really know who wrote the letter, but, you know, he said if people would only know the stuff that's really going on over there, the real truth, and he said the media's got a spin on it, and, you know, they are trying to be negative about it, but they're also doing good things, too.
It's not unusual for newspapers to receive identical letters from people promoting a point of view, though it's usually local grassroots activists rather than troops stationed overseas. Most publications have a policy against printing such form letters, or any letter the purported author didn't personally write. Today, the paper that printed Sergeant Shelton's letter published an editorial expressing regret. Calling the letter bogus, the paper's editor admitted, "We've been duped." Adam Hochberg, NPR News.